The announcement came from Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley.
And if at this time in October, we are still in the throes of a pandemic, it would be madness to be talking about Carnival in February. I see no future for Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago in the months ahead. And today I can put everybody on notice that unless there's some dramatic wind that will blow across us, whereby Christmas pandemic would have been a thing of the past, Carnival in Trinidad and Tobago in 2021 is not on.
However, leading Carnival stakeholders there are planning an alternative that we in Barbados may want to examine for crop over as well. They've been talking to our sister OCM station, TV6.
It was expected. Stevie Wonder could see this coming.
We have been in consultations with many of the stakeholder groups and literally hundreds of artists in the last couple of weeks. We prepared a master plan that was sent to government, and everyone expected that there would be no carnival this year. However, what we have been working on is virtual Carnival 2021, which we think that is what the future of Carnival is for next year. And a lot of work has been going into that.
As Rupnari was saying, you know, our perspective has always been safety first. So we weren't surprised per se by that, but a lot of scenario planning has been happening over the past couple of months and the past couple of weeks that would lead to what, as he said, is the potential future of Carnival, whether that be a virtual in one iteration or a different type of physical in the years that come post-COVID.
How exactly is a virtual Carnival going to pan out?
Well, I go to ask the same thing.
Well, right. So the thing is that the background of all this is that we're going to lose 55,000 physical visitors. We're going to lose $650 million in Forex, in foreign exchange, and about $1.4, $1.5 billion worth of economic activity. The thing is, though, that we would lose 55,000 physical visitors, but we could probably get 55 million eyes in a streaming carnival. Notting Hill Carnival pioneered a virtual carnival, which is 48 hours of streamed content, prepackaged content, some of it live. That is a telegenic event, something that is choreographed specifically for television. And I without being disrespectful, I think we could blow what they did out of the water. I think especially if we use our diaspora celebrities like the Nicki Minaj's and the Winston Dukes, the Billy Oceans, etc., we can get the eyes, and we should look at Virtual Carnival 2021, not just as a carnival, but also the launch of the virtual economy for Trinidad and Tobago. So we're saying that all industry, manufacturing, service industries, products, services, should see that platform as the launch for Virtual Economy Trinidad and Tobago 2021. And so that's how we see the possibility. There's no other time that the eyes of the world could be on us as during that period. And we have a serious opportunity to do some serious international damage in terms of putting ourselves out there as a marketplace. I would also say that there's beta testing and stuff happening already on the tech. People are doing like a lot of work right now on what can happen in terms of the curation of content. All kinds of different kinds of stuff is already happening. So a lot of stakeholders are prepping for the possibility. And what needs to happen is there needs to be a massive stakeholder consultation so we could figure out what from the traditional carnival is salvaged and what is not, you know. And but the thing is, it's a telegenic event. It's something that is made for television. It is not like we're trying to catch live carnival in a bottle. We are creating 48 hours of stream content with creative products, as well as all the different products that Trinidad and Tobago has. So it means we have 5 months to prepare the digital architecture, the banking architecture, all the other kinds of things to get ready for that particular thing.
That's one of Trinidad and Tobago's carnival stakeholders expanding on the concept of a virtual carnival for 2021. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.